This is the national public broadcast of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim leader.
Yes.
So now they call it in the language of the dictionary something that binds all the people together who shared a common experience down through their history. They call it ethos. E-T-H-O-S. Ethos. They say every group have its own ethos. This is invisible. The ethos is invisible. It's an energy. It's a feeling. An energy that holds us all together in one life. And when we speak, we speak from that ethos. We speak from that single soul. Okay? So as an individual, I have a single soul. As a person sharing life of my people down through history, I have a single soul. That soul is the soul of my people. And they call us soul folks, don't they? Yeah. That's no black man's invention. That's the white man's description of us. Couldn't no black man put Soul Train on TV. Ain't got enough money to pay to keep it on there that long. He can't afford to put it on there. And if he can put it on there, he can't keep it on there no more than about 2 or 3 hours. So that's not a black man's creation. That's the learned white man's description of you. He said, here are people who haven't found the light, so they can't structure their community life. But they are terrific. They are beautiful entertainers, powerful entertainers, and they have beautiful, rich souls. They make a great contribution to the spirit of America. They love you for that. So they call us soul folks. Soul Train. And where is that life that we all share together? Where is it expressed more than any other place? In the church and in entertainment. That's why they call us soul people. It's expressed in the church and in entertainment. I don't know how sharp some of you are or how deep some of you all have been. But I know some of you all can follow me all the way. Now, Jesus, according to the New Testament gospel, he was looking for help. He had work to do. God assigned him work to do. Now he had to find the people who were going to help him get it done. So he went out and he found a fisherman, right? 12 fishermen, representing the hours, the 12 hours of the night, or the 12 hours of the day. I think they were really representing the 12 hours of the night. And Jesus Christ went out to get them, to invite them to come and be representatives of the 12 hours of the day. So he went to them, they were out in the water, and he told them that he would, if they would follow him, he would make them fishermen of men. Not fish, but fishermen of men. This is gospel, word for word, which many of you know. Now, they were to go to the land, follow him into the land, away from the river, or away from the bank of the water, or come out of the boat. We have another reference to the light or the conscious world that he was trying to bring them to, so he could communicate, so they would be servants working for the common people and speaking the language of the common people. Do you know, until Christianity in that fashion and Islam as we know it in history came, religion on this earth was for the few, the elite, and not for the masses. The masses had religion of their own ignorance, superstitions, etc. But religion didn't come classically to the people, structured upon logic, etc., until Christ Jesus, and then following him of Muhammad the Prophet. Muhammad the Prophet. Oh yes, it came with Moses. Yes, it did. But look how the Jews kept it among themselves. And they still do.
Yes, they do.
So it was not for the general public. It was not for the general masses. It was still for an elite. But in that case, in reference to the Jews, the elite was the whole Jewish people. But out of the whole Jewish people, they select gifted ones. They are carefully watching the children to see which one will be gifted. When they discover a gifted one, even every family knows that if they have a gifted one, they're to get help from the Jews for that gifted one. The whole Jewish people are obligated to help a gifted one. So that's how they work and that's how they live. And I don't envy them, really. I praise them. I admire them. They are powerful little people. Yes, they are. And they have achieved many wonders on this earth that have benefited all of us. So I don't feel bad. I don't hate Jews. I don't envy Jews. I don't dislike Jews. I think we should stop even hating the Klan, KKK. Hate them for their behavior. Hate them for their work. But don't hate them as people. Because many of them are victims just like we were. Victims. Who thought we were doing right as they thought they were doing right. But it's wake up time now. The light is going to burn up all those things that were created for darkness. Praise be to Allah. Yes, so let me get back to where I was there. Ah, yes. People, our people, in our composition as a people, we are more emotionality than we are logic. More emotionality than we are reason, or thinking, or intellect. We are more emotionality. And scriptures describe the people like this as people in their first stage of development. First stage, the baby stage. Mr. Farad knew that. Mr. Farad knew our state as a people. That didn't mean we didn't have some great minds like Carter G. Woodson, for whom February has been named as what? Black History Month. Yes, thank you. I didn't have it in my notes. I depend on you. Yes. Though we had men like them, those men are the exception. If you put 1 grain of sugar or 10 grains of sugar in 50 gallons of salt water, somebody tastes it, hey, this is salty. And then you tell them, well, there's about 2 teaspoons of sugar in there. Well, I don't taste it. Yeah, we got 2 or 3 teaspoons. Of logic, rational thinking, for structuring our life, but it's in 50 gallons of salt water. So we're still soul people. And I'm telling you, scripture describes that as the baby stage in the development of man that God planned for man, so that man will be qualified to manage his life on earth, on the land, in competition with other people having their lives too on the land. Can't compete with them if you're in the baby stage, because they're not in the baby stage, they're above that. So when our Elijah Muhammad was questioned by Muslims from overseas and asked, why is your Islam so different? People came, they believed in his sincerity. They heard him, they saw what he was doing to clean us up. So they were learning, I'm talking about highly learned men from the Islamic world, came to my father's house. I've been there and saw them sitting at the table, saw them ask him questions, heard them ask him questions. And they would ask, they asked him, why is your Islam? Why is it so different? And they weren't angry, they weren't attacking him. They believed that he could give them some answer that perhaps would relieve them so they could go on back home and say, well, they're going to be all right one day. Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, well, our Savior came to clean us up. And he left me here to clean my people up. And that's what I'm doing. Say, we are trying to be upright in Islam. And he said, we are a baby nation. A baby nation. Now, I don't think it means a government of laws, legality, and what that, criminality and legality and all these things. No, because the American people, long before we had anything or knew anything about it, the American people had called all the tribes of the Indians nations. The Sioux Nation, the Sioux Nation, call them all nations. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad came and he said, Farad came and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that we are a baby nation in the time of Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We are a baby nation. So when he said that to those learned men from overseas, they understood from the Far East and the Middle East, wherever they come from, Pakistan, India, Palestine, wherever they come from, Egypt, he told them it's a baby nation. They understood what he was saying. It meant that what you're looking at now is something that is not developed into the form that Allah wants us in, but it's in progress toward developing into that form. Like a baby is in progress toward becoming an adult. It doesn't have all the characteristics internally, neither externally, that an adult has yet, but it's in progress toward having all of that. It doesn't even have the physiology yet of an adult. It can't even produce another human being. It can't mate with a female and reproduce itself. But in time, the physiology will change, and the child will have sexual power and become sexual potent. And if he mates with a girl too, who has become the same, he can reproduce life himself. You see? So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says it's a baby nation. That means we can't even reproduce ourselves yet. But we are on the way. It's a child growing up. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I think it's very beautiful. Yes. Often in history, people suffer setbacks. They are dominated by people who care nothing about their lifeline as a people. Lifeline as a people, I'm speaking of your living history, your life and your history that lives. So they care nothing about that lifeline, the lifeline of a people, and they seek to destroy it. And even people of scripture, they know the psychology for destroying a people by destroying their lifeline. And in the Bible, this has some words like this in the Bible, like these in the Bible. It says, let us go down and confound their language so that they speak no more and only babble. You hear that?
Yes.
I know some of you hear it. I wish every one of you heard this, didn't it? Except those who came to just be tormented by my presence. I don't know why you come just to look at me and be tormented by my presence. I wouldn't choose that for you. I love you a little more than that. Anyway. Then again it says in the Bible also, let us cast their bands asunder. Let us cast their bands asunder so that they be a people no more. Isn't that what the keepers of the plantation slave or life system did to us? They cast our bands asunder so that we would not be a people anymore. What bands? Social bands. Break their social ties. Don't have them banded together socially as families and knowing their family tradition. Let's destroy all those family traditions that they had so that they won't have any social bands holding them together as a people. Let us destroy their spiritual bonds. Make sure they have no knowledge of their religions that they had in the continent of Africa. Make sure that all that's wiped out of their minds. Raise the children. Make sure they don't have that anymore. So they thoroughly destroyed all of our bands that held us together type or content for a whole people. They destroyed our people content and left us to just individual life. That's reducing you to lower than an animal. Because dogs of a certain family, they know how to communicate with the dog of their family. They know how to live with the dogs of their family. And they keep the characteristics of the dogs of their family. But you know something about dogs, and I guess that's why they say you've gone to dogs. When you're just completely out of it. Oh, he just went to the dogs. Dogs, unlike other animals, they'll mate with a tree if they could. Sexually, they're confused. I had one try to mate with my leg, and I wanted to shoot it. I didn't have a pistol, but I wanted to shoot it. If I had a pistol, I'd blow the brain out. And they got you all barking. I'm sitting in the movie 2 years ago, sitting in the movie trying to enjoy the movie. Woo, 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 woo. Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about the life of a people. We have a single soul that's mine. It's mine only. That's the soul of Wallace E. Muhammad. That's my soul. It's different from all other souls, just like my fingerprint is different from all other fingerprints. But I also have a family soul. That's the soul I have, Clara Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, and my brothers and sisters. I have a family soul. That's what you feel, that feeling that you feel, that we're family. That's your soul have developed a soul again. Soul multiplies too. Your soul has developed another soul, that's your family soul. Jesus Christ said, in my house are many mansions. In my soul are many quarters. Now, as I go on, I'm going to give you the full picture of what Jesus Christ was talking about. So I am in my soul. I must first care about myself. God has put me in charge of myself by virtue of him creating me to live in the privacy of my own world. God has made me responsible in my private world for myself. And the proof that he wanted me to be responsible for myself, not, I can't pass it on to mama. Not when I get old enough. When I learn enough, I can't charge mama, daddy, brother, sister, nobody, neighbor, nobody. I can't hold anybody solely responsible for the condition of my life inside of my own private world. And that's my soul. That's my individual, my private soul. But now I'm a part of my family. I belong to my family. We all share one life. Even genetically, I'm tied closer to them more than so with anybody else. So now I have a family soul. A family soul, too. There's a second room in the house, isn't there? Right? Okay, I form friends. Some people make such a collection of friends until friends form one spirit coming from one soul. Now another soul has been born. It's the spirit of my associate. The soul and spirit of my associate. Yes. And it keeps multiplying. It keeps getting bigger and bigger. It should continue to grow until you wake up in your head with your heart knocking on the door. You should wake up in your head and open your heart to every human being walking the face of the earth. And you should say to yourself, God made me them and made them me. We are one human type. We are one human life. And no matter how bad or ugly they look, or how bad they become, I should never throw them out of the rooms of my heart. Now that's difficult for many people. Difficult for many people. But when God created Jesus, he created a man who had enough room in his heart for every person on earth. And Muhammad was raised up not in a religious community like Jesus Christ, peace be on him, on them. He was raised up in a tribal situation, And he was a child of the most honorable tribe in the tribes of Arabia. Or among the tribes of Arabia. But he didn't have a knowledge of the world, and especially the spiritual world, because he was not that favorite or privileged to have scripture and knowledge that would open his heart and mind to all of that. So he was, I'm sure, he was looking at mostly the social dimension, like Moses was when he started out. He was looking at mostly the social dimension, how his people were socially organized, and how tribal rivalry was preventing them from developing better a social community for the Arabs. He was not looking so much, I don't think, at their spiritual life. I don't think he was looking at that at all. I think he was looking at their social life, how they were treating each other as members in a social context, as flesh and blood, as families and tribes. That's what he was addressing. But when he went up to get the answer, God gave him the whole answer. God doesn't give you any half answer. If you ask for something, God gonna give. If God answers you, he's going to give you the whole answer for your situation. Not just what you see. We're going to give you the whole answer for your situation. And God gave it to him, the whole answer for his situation. And Allah speaks of this in the Quran of him. Says, and have not we expanded for you your breast? It means heart. Subject, your heart. Have not we expanded for you your breast, your heart? So Allah educated him, taught him, revealed to him, and educated him, and showed him the things in religious knowledge that Jesus was just born to have. He was born among people of Scripture. Zacharias, the mother of Jesus, they were all following the house of Aaron. Peace be upon them. So they had knowledge. They were knowledgeable in Scripture. So now if Muhammad's heart was expanded, why was it expanded? It was expanded so that he would have room in his heart for the whole of mankind. Hence God said, you are a mercy to all the world. Right. Not just to one people, one nation. No, you are a mercy to all the world. Getting back to us now. You see what I'm doing? Okay. It's plain to me. I hope it's plain to you. Okay. All right. Getting back to us now. We, as a people, as the saying goes, up from slavery, that means up to formation zero. Listen. Speaking of a people being developed, where did we start? From zero. Those who were enslaved were no people. People doesn't mean human being. People mean organized human being. People mean organized human being. We were no organized human beings. Our bands were cast asunder, and we were a people no more. So we started from formation zero of a new baby coming from the mother. As Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, we are a baby nation. You can start earlier than that. In fact, I do believe, I know, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he didn't have what is available to us now of knowledge and understanding. He didn't have it. Not of scripture. He didn't have it. And you have to accept that. Even his teacher, I believe his teacher had it, but his teacher couldn't give it to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. It took too much time. He was in a hurry, and that's what he said. Hurry. That's in the lesson.
For more on the ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call all right. Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 178-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061. Saginaw City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Jones, who's local distributor. And thanks for listening.